The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views depicted in this material are for informational purposes only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2,
one. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Nah, not much, Doug. How are you? How's things?
Everything's good, bud. I have no complaints, that's for sure. We are rocking and rolling into March here now, and we've got big weekend this weekend.
I'm all ears.
Daylight saving time.
Yeah, that's nice.
Right?
Yeah.
It is not going to get dark before 6 o'clock now until, like, end of October, beginning of November.
Yeah, you're correct. And it was funny. This week I thought about it. I looked outside and it was, like, around 6 and it was still light. And I said, oh, it's the weekend now. It's at least 7 o'clock. We'll have some daylight. And, yeah, it feels, you know, feels springy out. You hear the birds chirping,
yep,
and the temperatures, and, you know, when you look at the forecast, it's saying in the 50s, and I think the snow's gone.
Oh, I hope so. I think so, too. And, you know, I just hope we don't get a dip down, because I don't remember if it was last year or the year before, but if you remember, like, it got warm, and we had some good rain, and the trees and the flowers started to bloom, and then it got cold again and messed that all up, you know?
Yeah.
So I hope that doesn't happen, but, you know, here we are. We are in the third month of the first quarter of of the year here, and it's really it's starting out to be an interesting year as far as I'm concerned. There's a lot of information that's flowing out. It's starting to pick up as far as political event, you know that kind of stuff is happening down the field. It's already been narrowed down to who the candidates are, basically. And, you know, there's a lot that's happening. But I think as far as the markets and the economy are going, we're doing all right so far.
Yeah, I mean, you know, exactly. I mean, well said, everything you said. Markets, economy. Markets are doing well here for the first 2 months and change, and the economy seems to be doing well. And the big question on the economy keeps coming, and we talked about this other weeks, is, you know, when's the Fed going to cut interest rates? Not our listening office, but the pundits on TV are kind of, you know, when's the first rate cut? And, you know, but it just seems like right now, Doug, it's almost like no news is good news. Everything's just,
you know,
moving along. You know, for the first time in about a year or two, right, we had the spike in inflation, then we had all the interest rates hikes. It's kind of quiet, if you ask me, right?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, on the local front here a little bit, Mike, you know what's starting to bother me a little bit? I don't know if you've seen the news on it or noticed or paid attention to it, but a lot of well-known established restaurants are closing. Mm. And that's bothering me a little bit. We've been getting some Outbacks and some Carrabba's, some Bonefish Grills.
All the same company, by the way.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I think it's Bloomin' Business. Bloomin' something or other, yeah, they're called. Yeah, but, yeah. So, you know, they're
Blooming Brands.
Blooming Brands, you're right. Yeah. And, you know, so we're seeing some of that go on. And we saw some earlier in the year, we saw some Applebee's close down and, you know, stuff like that. So that's starting to bug me a little bit to see that that's happening right there. That means that, you know, the profit margins aren't there for them, you know, in many circumstances. And listen, some of those concepts allow themselves to become dated, too. So we get that.
Yeah, and not just that. Some of them, too, Doug, when they're growing, they do mass growth and they're dropping one everywhere. And then somewhere along the line, some executive says, what's our return on assets? And they need to get that number up for the shareholders. So they say, okay, consolidate that one, close this one. So it could be, the answer could be D, all the above.
Yeah. You know? And it's just, But you've also seen some announcements of a lot of individual mom and pop restaurants have been, you know, closing down lately too. And some well-known, you know, I'll give you an example of one is Iberia in Newark, right? That restaurant has been around forever, right?
Yeah.
Forever. And they closed their doors. It's just one that came to mind off the top of my head. And wasn't there a really famous Italian place in Elizabeth that just closed their doors too?
I don't know.
Yeah, Spiritos or something like that?
Oh, Spiritos.
Spiritos.
Did they close?
I believe they did.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just, it's kind of a sign of the times here where, you know, you look and you say, well, what is the impact of increasing minimum wage? Because, listen, at the end of the day, I don't know about you, but me, when I'm going out to restaurants now, sometimes I'm saying to myself, I'm not willing to pay $25 for a hamburger. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think now or whoever on my behalf, $25 for a hamburger. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. I mean, but I get what you're saying. There's things that are just so costly, and it's just, you know, you have to just shake your head sometimes and say, why? You know?
Yeah. You know, it's not, it's the ease of doing something like in the past. So, you know, my kids are you know, younger than your kids still. And so, you know, going out and grabbing dinner and just saying, let's go out real quick and go to, you know, one of those chain restaurants or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The days of getting in and out of there for under $100 are over.
No, it's tough. That's a tough ask.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just getting to be a lot. So I'm bothered a little bit, concerned a little bit. It's got my antennas up, you know, a little bit, paying attention to what's going on here. Is there a slowdown taking place that maybe we don't necessarily see, because you don't see the headlines of big layoff, big layoff, big layoff. But whereas, you know, it's these small little places, they don't get the headlines because a lot of them are also because they're workforce strapped, for lack of a better way to put it. They're offering all their employees from restaurants that they close jobs in other locations.
Yeah. And in a lot of cases, too, their workforce is a younger workforce.
Yeah.
Which, for whatever reason, you know, maybe they're still living at home or...
Well, it's hard work, too.
Yeah. And you're not hearing about that. I think when people that are homeowners are losing jobs, you know what I'm saying? It's the mortgage, the taxes, what are we going to do? I think if somebody younger loses a job and they still live home with mom and dad, it's...
Different ballgame.
Okay. You know, you'll find something, you know, take care of it. You know what I'm saying? So different things. But yeah, you know, you're right. But, you know, Doug, getting back to the markets and all, I just see things right now as again, I'm just very thankful. 2023 was a very strong year. And so far, 2024 is showing signs of a continuation at this point.
Yeah. But listen, you know, what's important is that in many circumstances, it's kind of bizarre to say, but bad economic news is good market news.
Sure. And that's hence the interest rate cuts that everybody's pushing for on TV, because that would mean there's, you know, the economy's slowing, there's, you know, possible keep us out of recession, all that type of stuff. Sure. Yeah.
You know, so that's not, you know, that's not uncommon at all. But, you know, with all that being said, in my opinion, you know, the long-term opportunities are, you know, they're there. They're present. There's, you know, no doubt about it. And I was listening to somebody talk. We'll talk about this a little bit further. I was listening to a webinar or whatever podcast thing that our broker dealer supplied us with the other day. And I was listening to it. And a very interesting point that was made, Mike, is that, you know, as advisors, we talk to people about, you know, long term, because really at the end of the day, that's the most important. But the problem is the average person out there thinks short term, right? And so what we're really good at, and what this person brought to light, and I said, this makes a lot of sense, is we're very good at helping people make short term decisions because we know the long term impact. So our job is to really help people with their immediate short term decision, which is going to benefit them in the long term. And I think that that's important for us to emphasize to our clients and to our listeners here. We're here to help you make immediate decisions in the short term that are going to have a very positive, hopeful outcome for you in the long term.
Yeah, well said. Because, you know, Doug, how many times we'll meet with somebody as a potential new client and they'll say, you know, I did this back when, or I should have done this back when, and here's the ramifications now.
Right.
So that's That's a great statement that's not often discussed, is that, you know, the short term, what's the impact going long term, as very often financial decisions are that.
Sure. You know, like, but that's a paradigm shift for us in our industry. When you and I started in this business way back in the early 1990s, before all the cable news networks came around and all the information was flying out at people at lightning speed, we've discussed this and joked about it many times. The only way to get your value on your investments was typically the Sunday newspaper. Most people didn't even take the time to go and look at that. They had to wait for their quarterly statement to come home.
Yeah.
And at least at that point in time, it forced people to be quarterly thinking, right? So it still is, in the whole grand scheme of things, short term, but people are even shorter term now. And our job is to help you make the right decision at the right time to do the right thing. And, you know, we'll talk about it a little further in the show. You know, a lot of that has to come to making a decision about, you know, spending money versus savings money.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. I mean, it's, you know, somewhere along the line, we've gone into the what have you done for me lately when it comes to the financial world because of the news flow. And it's funny that you say that, because I sat down with a client this week early in the morning one day, and we were just discussing business, nothing even in particular. And he said, boy, the market really got hit yesterday.
Right. Why do you know that?
You know, so right. It's just like, so if we would have sat down and the market really zoomed yesterday, you get what I'm saying? So headlines, you know, snatching the headlines, as they say, you know, and the decisions now, like you said, Doug, are going to impact your future. And we got to have a little focus on that.
We do. And I want to emphasize, you know, to the listeners out there that, and the people listening to the show right now and our existing clients, is that we're here to help you make the short-term decision, right? Because we want to help you make a good short-term decision that's not going to have a negative impact on the long-term, long-term negative impact. We want to make good short-term decisions that are going to have positive long-term decisions, even though long-term may seem so far off in the distance from now. We all know, listen, probably most of the people listening to this show right now are 55 and older, right? Yeah. Like, it was 20 years ago. Don't forget, 20 years ago, which went in a blink of an eye, you were 20 years younger. So if you're 55 now, you were 35 years old then, right? You and I were 38 years old then, Mike.
I was 37, but go ahead.
No, you were 38.
No, I'm 57 right now.
Oh, you're right. We were both 37. Right. So we'll be 38. We'll be 58 this year. You're right. So, but you understand my point, right? And that went in a blink of an eye, didn't it? I mean, really, really did when you turn back and you think about it. And then, you know, what's also going to go in a blink of an eye? When we're 78, right? It's just going to happen, but we got to make sure we do the right things along the way.
Yeah. Doug, and you know, these time periods, and speaking to another client this week, and I referenced something. I said, it was when his mom passed away. And he goes, 6 years ago. And I was just like, I just shook my head. It felt like it was about 3, maybe 4 years ago. And he's like, 6 years.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. Time just whips by. And as we're going along there and making good decisions and making, you know, putting together ideas and putting together short-term strategies that'll benefit you long-term, and long-term strategies that'll benefit you short-term. Like, it all goes together. And I'm not trying to make it sound complicated. I'm trying to make it sound simple is what I'm trying to make it sound, to let you guys know that, you know, through our processes that we do right here in Wealth Management Group, is that we take these, what could potentially be complex issues, and we boil them down and simplify them and try to make them easy to understand and easy for you to implement and move forward and feel comfortable with, you know, setting up your financial future.
Agreed. Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, Mike, you know what we're going to do? We'll hop to a break here.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to talk about some conversations that we had, that you and I have had, we've had with other people, about really the mind shift change of people nowadays and how different it is, and just specific examples about what yesterday used to look like and what tomorrow is going to look like, for lack of a better way to put it. How's that sound?
Yeah, it sounds neat.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
Folks, welcome back, and glad you're investing some of your time here with us. And you know, Mike and I come out here this weekend and every weekend to talk to you about financial stuff, and we say we'll talk to you about financial stuff because we'll talk to you about anything that has to do with your money to see if we can help guide you in the right direction to accomplishing, you know, some goals and objectives, whatever they are for you. So Mike, you know what I want to talk about is how very, very different post-work lifestyles are today versus in the past. And if you'll notice, I purposely didn't say retirement. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Retirement used to mean bingo, sit on the couch and watch TV. You know, bingo's been replaced by pickleball courts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the it's no longer retirement, a sedentary, you know, go and sit and don't move around and do that stuff. That's not what it's all about now. The people want lifestyle support. They want to be able to have money coming through the door. They don't want to sit around and watch TV. They want to be out at the pool with a cocktail in their hand at 4 o'clock in the afternoon socializing with other people in their community. That's what they want to do. And that's what, you know, we need to emphasize to you. We're here for lifestyle, you know, support. I don't want to say, we got to somehow or another figure out a way to properly express to the listeners out there that we understand when we say retirement, that's really just act two. You know, it's not, it's just no more work or no more full-time work, whatever it is. It's just, it's the next phase of your life. And because too many people hear retirement and they hear, it's all coming to a halt. I'm out for early bird specials, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, great point. And you know, Doug, because I think it starts with, right, the average life expectancy. And back in the day, okay, it was a lot shorter. And when you were saying you're retiring at 65, yeah, that average age of death wasn't too far off.
It was like 72 back in the day, right?
So, you know, one kind of coincided with the other, retirement and the end of your life. Whether we want to admit it or not, but it was probably in everybody's mind back in
the day.
Well,
yeah, there's no hiding from it. It was reality.
My opinion is somewhere along the line, we get a lot healthier. Medical technology, pills, whatever you want to call it, whatever, stop smoking all over the place, right? I think that has a huge impact.
Huge.
You know, back at the time was, oh, you can't smoke here anymore. You can't smoke in that restaurant. You can't smoke on the plane. I think as time went on, I think you're seeing it add up into life numbers.
Yeah.
You know, in my opinion. And now it's okay. And oh, and I also want to, part of the lifestyle and part of living is, whether we want to admit or not, the stock market boom since the late 90s. Okay. What numbers have done and people's 401ks when they retire and the wealth that's been created in this country. So now you create all this wealth. And you create people living longer, and 65 is not as old as it used to be, right? In the medical journals. Now it's a celebration. Let's live. Things I want to do. I agree with you, Doug. Retirement always has that, and I want to call it a stigma because it's not a bad word. It's the end of your job, but it's not the end of your life. And I think that's the crossover line. You know, it's people today are just really at it and enjoying it, whether it's pickleball, whether it's, you know, cruising, whether it's traveling and you name it, we're doing so much more and thank goodness. But, you know, what brings this topic up? I'm going to ask you.
Well, what brings it up is very simply me having a conversation with a client the other day and her saying to me, you know, Doug, I don't want to call it retirement. She said exactly what she said to me, because when I hear retirement, to me, it means I just want to hear is I'm not working anymore. You know, because and then we started comparing him, and we were laughing while we were having the conversation. You know, she's the one who said bingo's been replaced by pickleball. Yeah. And I'm like, you're 100% correct. And I said, you know, lifestyle and everything, and more people are going to warmer climates, even if it's just for the winter time. Yeah. You know, and you know, we were saying is that, yeah, you know, what you want to do is, you know, no kidding around. You want to be by the side of the pool at 4 o'clock in the afternoon having a cocktail, you know, BSing with some people around there, playing cornhole, doing whatever it is that you want to do. And, you know, saying, you know, do you want to go out for dinner and not worrying about any of that stuff, really living an active lifestyle. And so that's when, you know, we started talking about for this specific person. All right. OK, this is what we got to look at. And this is what we're going to, you know, we're going to do. Let's set up your lifestyle for your lifestyle income plan for going forward here. And then, you know, just dawned on me. I'm like, you know, we have got to emphasize that we understand this to our listeners out there and get them, you know, to realize that we're here to design strategies and techniques for you based on what your vision of it is. And it doesn't matter. It's different for everybody. If you are the pickleball poolside person, fine. If you are the stay home, watch TV, read a book, go to the movies person, that's fine. That's you. But that's what we want to set up for you and make sure that you're ready to go.
Yeah, you know, exactly, Doug. And you know, I think it should be about, you know, again, when you're done with that career job, if you will, what do you want to do? And like you said, pick a ball and pool. Then the sooner the better. Let's have at it. Let's get planning and let's get it done. You know what I'm saying, Doug? And then there's people, too, that say, nah, I love to work, and that's ingrained in some people. They just love to work, even if they don't need the money. They just love to do that. That's fine too. You know, that's how you're choosing to live your life. But I think the most important thing though is let's get to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the quicker that it's there, and you can go do this, your financial world, your financial decisions, and then your lifestyle just make it that much easier. It's the only way to do it.
Yeah. And you know something, Mike, is that, you know, now we've got some really awesome tools at our hand, because what comes along with that is your money, right? Because money's important. I know it was taboo growing up. You can't say, you know, money's not important. You know, money can't buy you happiness. You're right. It can't, right? There's no doubt about it. But, you know, not having it can make you pretty unhappy, right?
Yeah.
So money is important. And making sure that your money is doing the right thing for you is really, really, really important. And we have to make sure that you're on track and doing these things and protecting yourself from possible catastrophes while providing yourself the opportunity to take advantage of opportunities, right? It's really, and so what we've got now is we've got at our disposal these tools that we can really look at where your funds are right now and say, this is, and we can do this for you. We're happy to see what your risk level is right now. And we'll assign it. We'll quantify it. We'll put a number on it. And we'll say, you know, with zero being the least and 99 or 100 being the highest, where are you with all of your funds right now, risk wise? And the idea is you want to have the lowest level of risk necessary to accomplish your lifestyle desire. Right? Yeah. We've said it for years. Never take on more risk than you need to take. There's no great hurrah in losing all your money and getting it back again. You know, you're not a hero if you do that. You're the hero, in my opinion, if you never lost it in the first place. Right? So we got to make sure. And then when we look at what that risk number is, we say, okay, now where's your money sitting right now? How are you related to this? And then we can say, okay. And then what's the productivity of your current assets? And we say, okay, listen, guys, if we make a couple of these tweaks, we could improve your probability of accomplishing your goals by this amount. And it really is like The presentation is phenomenal. We can boil it down nice and easy, and it puts you in a great spot.
Yeah, and part of it, Doug, is part of the problem, right? So to get to that point and figuring that out is all too often the psychology behind the individual investor is, you know, fear and dreams. Mm-hmm. And we got to get you balanced, right? So there's people that just have fear of everything in the world's going to go wrong, and I'm not doing any of that, and they're just moving along like a turtle, and they're not getting to where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the person that's just whistling past the graveyard and throws everything up for chance and says everything will be okay, and because I'm going to be, you know, it's all going to work out, and we're not saying we're an advocate for that either. You know what I'm saying? So the point is what you're saying is let's get you to where you need to be. And like you said, Doug, so I have X amount of funds and this is what I need. Okay, let's set up and then, you know, boom, let's accomplish what we need to accomplish. And that's really, that's the secret, right? Getting to where you need to be. And the problem is, I think everybody starts out with a predisposition in their mind of like, okay, no, Doug, economy's going to go bad. This is going to, the world's going to correct and you're going to see. Or there's the person that's just completely heads up in the clouds thinking everything's going to be okay. So I think everybody starts somewhere. Very few people start where they need to be.
Right. And you know what, Mike? It's that at the end of the day, if we walk up to people in general and said to them, are you an investor? Are you a gambler? Or are you a neither? A lot of them would say that I'm neither.
Yeah.
Yet, they'll have money sitting in a 401k plan with no rhyme or reason. Mm-hmm. They'll randomly pick the investment that the money's sitting in. And I say to them, if that's you, I think you're a gambler.
Mm.
Okay? Because a gambler doesn't have a strategy. When it comes to investing, to stock market and that kind of stuff, if you don't have a strategy in place, I think you're gambling, right? You're hoping for the best. But an investor is a completely different paradigm. It's a completely different spot for you to be. An investor has a strategy and a rhyme or reason why their funds, their dollars, are placed in various different places. And by the way, one of those places includes no risk places such as the bank. An investor has a strategy in place for their money. No doubt about it. Go ahead.
No, I'm just laughing because thank you for clearing that up, because I think everybody's landing on neither, because they don't want to be known as a gambler.
Right.
There's a little bit of a stigma to that, right? They're kind of a little reckless, mm-hmm. if you will. Right? I'm a gambler. It sounds like you're a little daring, a little reckless to me. And I'm an investor, and that's too sophisticated. That's
right.
Warren Buffett and those, you know, and Bill Gates and those fancy guys on those real rich guys on TV. That's not me. I don't know anything about investing.
Well, you know how they got rich?
I'll default to neither.
Right.
So you see what I'm saying, Doug? The psychology of it?
You know how they got rich?
Being an investor,
right? Yeah. So you know, I had this conversation with at a client in the other night. Sad situation. Two young kids, 26 and 22. Their father passed away. So, and they're inheriting some money. And so I had them sitting down, and neither one of them really understands, you know, markets or anything like that. And, you know, so both of them, you know, immediately defaulted. I just want to put the money in the bank and, you know, whatever. And we had a conversation about it. And, you know, I said, listen, guys, it's time for you at this stage of your life and with the funds that you're coming in here for you to be investors. All right. And the problem is right now when I say investor, you're thinking gambler.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I want to explain the difference to you. And it took some time, and it took about 10 minutes, and I explained to them and drew pictures and showed them, you know, the difference between gambling and investing and why you want to be an investor at all phases of your life, right? You don't pull the cord out from being an investor, because whether you like it or not, if you take all your money and putting it in a bank, you've invested it in the bank.
Hmm.
Right?
No, it's an investment.
Right.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Sure.
It may be an investment that can't fluctuate.
Investment doesn't mean stock market.
Well, then that's good. So that's what I was getting at. So right. Very good point in bringing that up. right? It's what are you doing with your funds? Now, everybody listening to the show, I shouldn't say everybody, but most people listening to the show right now, at somewhere in their life, they own some sort of financial instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed?
Yeah.
All right? So you really are right now, what are you? Are you somebody that owns some financial instruments, so you're a gambler because you don't have a strategy in place, or are you an investor? And what we want to do is we want to focus on this with you and say, listen, guys, let's sit down and go over. And first thing we want to do is understand what you're looking to accomplish, see where you are, and then take it from there and say, all right, listen, CD rates at the bank are pretty good right now. I know you can get yourself 4.5%, 5%. We're going to take this amount of money, we're going to put it in a CD here for this period of years, right? Then we're going to take this money, and, well, let's buy a couple of, maybe we'll buy some bonds here with this money right here. And then here, let's buy a couple of, you know, value, you know, type investments right here. Good, stable, big companies. And spread it out all along the way. And by the way, let me show you what your probability of being, of accomplishing your long-term lifestyle income objectives are in each one of these phases. What's your probability that it actually comes to fruition?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, like, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm kind of laughing at myself. I'm going to say to you, hey, we have to get a hold of Webster's, the dictionary, and see if they can have mattress listed as also an investment vehicle, because how many times in our careers you and I have heard, I'm sticking everything in the mattress.
Yeah.
Right? It's an investment vehicle. But doesn't earn you anything, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you just chose to stick it all in the mattress, and you know, so people think investment, you know, getting serious, people always think you have to make an investment with your money, that it's going up and down in the stock market. That's
right.
The farthest from the truth.
Yeah. You need to, you know, you got to understand something. And, you know, there's really three phases of your financial life, right? First is the maximum, what we call the maximum wealth accumulation phase of your life. It really starts from the day you're born, mm-hmm. because you maybe get gifts, you know, mm-hmm. U.S. savings bonds. Oh, baby, congratulations. And as you're going through life, you know, you'll, you know, events, birthdays, religious events, graduations, that kind of stuff. So you're starting to accumulate wealth over that. And that's historically been the longest phase of your financial life. And then what comes next is then maximum spendable income that we've said for years and years, right, Mike? That's the next phase. And then after that, the third phase of your financial life is optimum transfer of your wealth to the next generation or the people that you want it to go to when you're not here anymore. So those three things need to come together. And for me to jump back and just say about the, you know, the young family that came in, what did I tell you during the week about this case? No, I told you something very specific. Think.
No, I don't remember. If you said, I remember.
What about the beneficiary designations?
That's right. Yep. Yeah, tell the story.
They weren't updated.
Yeah.
It was a divorce situation and the beneficiary designations were not updated. For years.
Yeah.
So now we got to clean that up, right? And we have, you know, and it's fine. It's getting cleaned up. There's no doubt. But what it has caused is unnecessary anxiety and stress on them, you know, especially before they came into the office. Now he came into the office, I'm like, listen, I got you streamlined here. Don't worry about it, okay? But before that, the beneficiary designations weren't updated. Mess.
Yeah, mess, and sometimes costly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so, yeah, no, that's important. That's, you know, Doug, a lot of times you see those beneficiary designations not fixed at a sudden early death.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I think when you're older, you kind of hopefully you're more in touch with, I'm going to, you know, my day may come and let me fix this and I have everything the way I want it to be. So very, very, and like you said, divorce, you know, that happens sometimes too, right? I mean,
these people were divorced for 8 years.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's how long. But here's what happens. Out of sight, out of mind.
I was going to say, if you don't do it immediately, I don't think you're doing it. I don't care how many years it is. You know,
right.
If it was 10, 12 years, I think if you didn't remember to do it when it happened, life marched on.
Yeah, little trick for you guys too, just so you know. Sometimes it's easier to just call up and ask for a new beneficiary form than to try to track down who the existing beneficiary is, right? Just if you've got, you know, money at a place that has a beneficiary, does it, just call them up, say, can you send me a new form, fill it out to reflect your current wishes, and send it in. Just get it done, I'm telling you. And listen, we can help you with that, and we help our clients with all the time.
Sure.
Right? So, you know, just make sure you do that, because it's just unnecessary stress and anxiety when it's not done. And listen, all right, you're not dealing with it. You're not here anymore. But I'm pretty sure you are here right now, and you'd say, I really wouldn't want to see them go through unnecessary stress and anxiety.
Doug, the job that you and I perform, working with, you know, hundreds of people and all the stories and everything we've seen through the years, I think that's my one pet peeve that bothers me the most, is when I try to address when somebody's not going to be here anymore, whether it's who your money's going to, whether, you know, things that somebody else is going to have to deal with. I guess I'm too, what do you call it?
You care, dude.
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? That's what it is, right?
Like, that just sends me insane to leave things undone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that has nothing to do with, you know, me.
We don't make any money when somebody dies.
I think if I was, you know, making widgets somewhere in my life, you know what I'm saying? It would drive me insane to think like, you know, it's not my headache. You'll deal with it later. Or something around the house, like something that needs to be repaired. Who cares?
Listen.
I'll be gone. My wife or my kids will deal with it. That's just... That's my pet peeve.
Yeah,
that's,
and then there's the unintentional people, right? The
sure,
people who just forget to do it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't mean to inflict, like, harm, but I think you got to address the topics, deal with it, and do what's right. And I know, Doug, here at Wealth Management, you and I have always practiced on, let's do what's right today.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? We got to do what's in, the cards that have been dealt us now, and as we go along, we'll adjust.
I think one of our biggest strengths... And one of the biggest strengths of this radio show is, while we do spend time talking about opportunities and things that you should, you know, consider taking advantage of and things like that, I think one of our strengths is that we come on here and we point out potential potholes for you to avoid. And really, there's usually, you know, there's almost nothing in it a lot of times for us to talk about potholes. There's nothing in it for us to make sure your beneficiary designation's done properly or not causing us any, you know, any grief or anxiety if it's not.
Yeah.
You know, and there's lots of things like last week or maybe the week before, I don't remember when it was, when we spoke about covering yourself for liabilities, right? You know, making sure that we spoke about umbrella insurance policies for, you know, for a little while, and why they are so important to have. It's just we want you to pay attention to the pitfalls and the potholes, so we make sure that there's not unnecessary taxation, so that there's not undue financial stress in a difficult situation, because that's really when it rears its ugly head, when there's a difficult situation.
Absolutely.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Hey, Pete, what's going on? You look worried.
I'm not worried. I'm just confused. I don't know what to do about my business when I'm not here anymore. As you know, my son Mark is running the place now.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a great job. So what's the problem?
Well, my daughter is doing a terrific job, too, raising her children. A much harder job. But she doesn't do anything with the business, so Mark really deserves to get the business. But if I do that when I die, they won't receive an equal inheritance.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, that is an issue. But, you know, I hear that Doug and Mike over at Wealth Management Group help business owners with such issues. I understand that they have a team of people who understand the issues that people who own their own businesses face, just like this one. In fact, I'm pretty sure I heard them speak about this exact issue on the radio. Let me give you their number, 732-340-1410. Write it down, 732-340-1410.
Okay, I got it, 732-340-1410. I'm going to call them right now. Thanks, 732-340-1410.
Thank you for calling Wealth Management Group. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to set up an appointment.
Wealth Management Group is designed to help you with any financial issue you face. With offices in many locations and their house call option, it makes them very easy to work with. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Once again, 732-340-1410. Call now.
All right, welcome back, folks, and glad that you're investing some of your time here. And Mike, I think that we're talking about some very important stuff here today. And I know, listen, sometimes it's a little redundant, you know, that we, you know, speak about similar topics, you know, on a regular basis. But I do think that the topics that we speak about are really important, right? And, you know, and I do firmly believe that if we keep singing the same song over and over, sooner or later people will learn the words, right? So, you know, I do get that. But there's so much more that we really do with our clients that I just think it's so overlooked and not understood. And I don't think that we do a very good job internally ourselves of saying, you know, we do this, we do that. You know, it's just a course of action for us.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, and it's funny, Doug, you say that, and I know it's, you know, what have you been up to lately segment of the show. And don't even ask me, so much has been going on. What client said it to me and what they were even thanking me for. But I was doing something, you know, that's just whatever. And, oh, thank you so much. And, you know, I know. And I got a chance to use one of my favorite expressions is that this is my job.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if I can make the markets go up every day, I certainly would. But
right.
I don't control the markets. But when you need something and you need this, this is certainly I need to do for you. You know what I'm saying? So don't thank me. I'm just doing. But it wasn't, you know, like you're saying, Doug, it's off the beaten path. It's nothing. You know, I got thanked this week from another client that there's little special needs with their son or whatever. And I referred him to an attorney. And she said to me, we were looking for somebody. Thank you so much. She's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I really want to thank you. And at the end of the day, something that she thought was going to be this big dramatic thing got resolved really quite easily for their situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's stuff like that we do. You know, it's what was in it for us. You know what I'm saying? Type of thing. You're not getting a bill from me. It's that's what we do.
Yeah. You know, and what made me think about this was, again, during the week, I was talking to a client who called me to discuss purchasing a new car.
Yeah.
And, you know, she said to me, you know, Doug, one of the things that I really, you know, like most about working with you guys is that I can call you for anything that, you know, is on my mind related to my money. And I'm like, yeah, you absolutely can. You know, there's no doubt about it. And she's like, it's always good to have somebody else to bounce an idea off. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I had a client call me directly from the car dealership.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm just like, all right, well, hold on a second here. Right. I know the salesman sitting across from you right now and wants to make a sale.
Yeah.
But I need to do some analysis over here. I'll call you back in a couple of minutes.
Sure. Sure. But, you know, these are the things that at the end of the day, Doug, in the realm of people's lives, of things that are going on and things that need to be done and certain things need to be addressed. You know, again, Doug, I say it over and over again. I love the word balanced. I think there's something, if we can get you balanced and not get you, you know, all over the map and kind of get you on a straight road and hold her steady, if you will. I think we're doing our job, right? That's our biggest goal, is not to have you, you know, worrying and upset and confused and or haphazardly running around or doing nothing, if you will, to that scale. But if we can kind of get you, you know, doing your thing, living your life and knocking out your financial goals in a prudent manner, I think we're doing okay.
Yeah. And, you know, Mike, we haven't done a very thorough job this year of explaining to the listeners during the show that they're welcome to come in and have a consultation with us and, you know, sit down and say, okay, hey, listen, this is where I am. This is what I'd like to do. Can you review the circumstance for us? And we're very, very happy to do that. And, you know, like I say, you know, with our new and improved capabilities and tools and everything that we have at our disposal right now, we really are, in my opinion, the premier organization to sit down and do this for the average everyday person.
Yeah.
Right? Like, listen, we have some people that have a lot of money with us, a lot of money with us, right? But whether you have $500,000, $5 million, or $50 million, right, we've got the experience and the team behind us to help you. And, you know, if you listen to some of our, you know, when we take a break and, you know, grab a drink or whatever it is that we got to do, and you hear the segment that comes in there, the commercial segment that comes in there, very often there's one that we run in there that says, we provide simple strategies. And that's really, you know, one of the things you and I learned a long, 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 long time ago is that true genius is not taking a simple issue and making it seem complex, but it really is taking an issue that a client may feel as though is complex and making it simple for them to understand so that they can implement it and do it. And that's what we really work hard to do. I mean, we're kind of like, I draw pictures, you know, for people. And, you know, I got an explanation I use for people when we're talking about taxation, inheritance taxation, or, you know, anything of that nature, where I draw a cow, like, it's a terrible cow, it's a stick figure cow, I can't draw to save my life. But the thing is that when I draw it, they understand it. And those are the lengths that we go to try to get you to understand what's going on. We don't expect you to ever be a financial guru at all, but at least have a working knowledge, because I want to ask you straight up right now, how many of you working with somebody right now actually have somewhat of an understanding of what's going on?
Right, right. And, you know, and that's important, Doug. And you know, just to be able to sit down and break it down and in a not so complicated way, you know what I'm saying, and get the people understanding and knowing what's going on and what's important to them. And, you know, and by the way, right, that's how we begin every relationship.
Mm-hmm.
What's important to you? You know, sure, you come through the door and people have different pieces of the puzzle. You know, here I have a 401k, I have an IRA, I have a bank account, whatever you may or may not have. But at the end of the day, it's what's important to you at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get that? How do we kind of get those instruments to play the song you want to hear? Right?
Sure.
Is that a fair analogy of,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not what we want to do. It's not if you're highly successful at something, oh, well, that needs to be changed. No. It's, you know, point to point. How do we advance you for what you want to do in the most prudent manner, right? And you go from there.
Right. And we want to help you to be successful in what you want to accomplish. So notice I didn't say we want to help you be a success. Because as soon as you say that word, I think what pops into people's minds immediately is rich people, right? Oh, that person's a success, man.
Yeah.
You know, rich people, okay? Yes, maybe for them that's successful. But for us, success has really nothing to do with your net worth. It has everything to do with your happiness. And are you living the lifestyle? Are you doing the things that you want to do in your life that make you happy? And if you are, that makes you a success in our opinion. Now, listen, that could mean you got $50 million. That could mean you got $500,000. It doesn't matter. Or anything in between there. If it's doing the right thing for you and you're living the life that you want to live, you're a success.
Yeah. And the other thing too, Doug, is happiness and misery is at all financial levels. Okay, I've seen people come in with a lot less, retire, living their lifestyle, couldn't be thankful enough, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Couldn't be happier, and they're on their way. And I've seen people with a lot of money, and it's a constant headache and struggle, okay? And I've also seen people very happy at that level. You
right.
know what I'm saying? I get that. But I think the happy and misery plays at all ends of the scale.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, again, it's everybody's situation's independent, you know, of another person. So you can't say, oh, I have, you know, $10 million. So that means I'm going to be the happiest person in the world. Or I only have $700,000. That means I'm supposed to be miserable. Not so.
Not so at all. Because what is the biggest provider of financial relief as well as the biggest cause of financial anxiety?
Cash flow.
Cash flow.
Yeah.
How much money do I got coming in, you know, on a monthly basis?
And am I living what I want to do, my lifestyle?
Well, that depends. Like, do I have enough cash flow?
Comfortably.
Right.
Yeah.
It's do I have enough cash flow coming through the door? And if you do, you know, then great. The other thing that recently I've had telephone calls with people, and I know you have as well, Mike, is I've gotten a few of the telephone calls, more than a few. I need more money monthly.
Yeah.
I don't have enough right now. I need more. Like, okay, you're set up for that. Like, yeah. we know when we did our strategies and our planning, we knew inflation would come along at some point in your lifetime. I understand that. How much more do you need? Well, I'm not really sure. Okay, let's start by sending you this amount on a monthly basis and see how that goes. If you are accumulating money in your savings account, then it means we're sending you too much money on a monthly basis. If you're still coming up short, you let me know. We increase it a little bit. So to the people out there, if you're feeling cash squeezed right now, which a lot of people are, you need to make sure that you sit down with us and let us look at your overall financial circumstance and see what we can do to improve your cash flow to you.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, Doug, when you think about retirement, right? And the biggest fear of people like going out and saying, well, this is my income and this is it now. You know, I'm retired. That saying is that people always know how to make it happen with what they have. And I think we're all been through this our entire lives, right? No matter where you are, whether you're working or not, you have X to live on. And I'm going to say most people, I know it's not at all, know how to make it happen and know how to live. And they build a lifestyle upon what they have. And so many people have a fear that because they're not, it's not called work income anymore, earned income anymore, that so many bad things are going to happen to them in the retirement phase. And I just want to alleviate the fears and say that's not really so, right? Because with proper planning and understanding what lifestyle you're looking to accomplish, you can certainly attain those goals before you retire. And like you said, Doug, and have, you know, to continue to keep going, whether it's, hey, we know the bandits of wealth, right? Inflation, we just, first time we've seen that one.
In a long time.
He's been hidden for a long time.
Yep.
Taxation, we always see. And taxation too, folks, not only what you pay on your tax return, how about at the gas pump, all the taxes that are
right
on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think of it that way? That it's, everybody thinks, oh, gas is expensive. It all has to do with the oil coming out of the ground. No, there's a lot of taxes laced into gasoline,
yep,
right? And medical is a big one too, right? A lot of people fail to plan for medical when they go to retire. They think, oh, no, I'm healthy. I'm great. My wife's great. Oh, well, but down the road, there are, you know, copays on medical, on prescription, different things arise. So if you're well prepared and well thought out, let the fears go about retiring and being a success and living your lifestyle and doing what Doug's saying and enjoying your life.
Yeah. And, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's kind of up to you, right? You're going to decide whether you're going to do it or not. Like, right, if you've got an hour to spend with us, then, you know, in many circumstances, after a very simple 1 hour at the max meeting, people can leave that meeting with a recommendation, a little tweak to where you are right now, and say, hey, if you do this, you're going to be that much better off. And, you know, it's just a matter of you taking the time to pick up the phone and give us a call. Now, our number for our radio show listeners is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Now, we've got offices that are very conveniently located to everybody who can hear this show, as well as we're old school. We'll make a house call if that's what you would like. We're modern day. We can do a virtual Zoom, you know, whatever type of appointment, whatever's easiest for you. And I spoke earlier in the show, Mike, about that risk analysis of where you are. You know, if you don't feel as though right now you want to come in for an appointment for whatever crazy reason that would be, if you want us to do the risk analysis for you, you're welcome for us to do that too. There'll be no cost. There's no obligation. You just need to pick the phone up and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. Let me go one more time. That's 855-262-3722. You got to pick the phone up and give a buzz.
Yeah, no, that's exactly, folks. And, you know, it's a great time of year to do so, Doug. It's off the heels of the year end. We're kicking off a new year. Tax returns are due. People got all their financial documents in the mail. Great time to kind of say, you know, let's take another step. Where am I at with all this? And I'm glad, Doug, you brought up that that's what we're here to do. Give us a call, and we'll be happy to meet you.
Yeah, and you got to stop procrastinating, folks, and you got to stop making excuses, you know, why you're not doing it or it. Listen, you're loaded with them. We all, you know, we can procrastinate and make excuses all we want.
Doug, how many times existing clients that are with us and have plans in place and they'll call and say, hey, can we come in? Can we sit down and, you know, let's review, or we'll call them a review. And how many times when they get up to leave, they say, oh, I feel so good. Like, you know, just to kind of, you know, chat again and get refreshed. And people forget about their situation or they don't know enough about it. And then when they rehear it and it's reiterated, they just get like a sense of relief. And that's what I find about people coming in wanting to be new clients. I feel like sometimes they're almost out there in a fog and they're lost. And like you said, after a good hour, the vision kind of gets clear.
Yeah. You know, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, Mike, was really nice a couple of weeks back, might have been a month ago back now. I had somebody come up to me that I've known for a while and say, hey, listen, you know, I overheard you talking with so-and-so, who's a client, and, you know, you telling them that it's time for them to come in for the review. Like, I never get that from my current advisor. can I schedule an appointment with you? He goes, I'm busy right now. It's going to be a month and a half or 2 months out from now, but can I do that? And I was like, absolutely. You know, you just let me know, and 100%. So it's just amazing. I mean, I know a lot of you out there are saying that you might work with an advisor right now, and already you're having these conversations and you're doing these things, and that's great. You know, fantastic. But some of you out there might not be. And that's, you know, you should be picking up the telephone and giving a call and saying, you know, can I go over my situation and see where we stand?
Yeah, sure.
All right. You got anything else you want to add?
No, I'm good.
Hey, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We're looking forward to a meeting with everybody who takes advantage of the opportunity and calls in. You know, we want to sit down with you and help you getting going in the right direction. And, you know, let's see if we can't get you on the right track. Until next week, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you're feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and be really smart about what you're doing to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who has been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right, they will walk you through their easy process that they have used to help other people for over 25 years. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.